Hello, Rachel Bird here. Welcome to The Pause, an invitation to take a short break from the usual habits of outward-focused doing, thinking, and living in the past and future, and instead giving ourselves the gift of coming inward and being present with what's right here, right now. So if your situation allows, I invite you to let go of whatever you were doing and allow your body to be in a comfortable position, sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're okay doing so, close your eyes, or if you keep them open, soften your gaze and rest your eyes on one object. Now bring your attention inward to explore what's right here, right now, by listening to my guidance as best you can, not so much doing, but just receiving, curiosity and kindness, and let's see what happens. The bell is the invitation to transition from whatever you were doing, inviting the mind to come inwards and be aware of what's happening right here, right now. So we can begin the check-in by finding awareness of the mind itself. What's the mood of the mind? Is it anxious? Is it calm? Agitated? Is it sleepy? Confused? Just the overall energy sense, mood of the mind is like this. Not judging good or bad, it's just like this. And the body, how's the body? The overall feeling of energy in the body, is there tension or relaxation, restlessness or agitation or just collapsing? However it is, it's like this. The mind is like this, the body is like this. And this is the basic invitation, is to just be curious about what's happening in this mind-body, right here, right now. Pay so much attention to what's going on in the outside world so often. But can we be curious about what's going on right here, in this mind and body? So let's do that, let's practice by just noticing what's happening in the six senses in this body. The five senses we usually think of, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and the sixth sense of thinking, those thoughts that come and go. So can we be curious about what the mind pays attention to? Just setting the intention to just receive awareness of a sound, a sensation in the body, a breath, a thought, another sound, all coming and going. And the mind just aware, now this. So let's stay curious. What does the mind pay attention to? Does your mind pay attention to? Sounds, sensation in the body, a thought, a breath, another sound coming and going, and the mind just observing. Let's try this. We can check in and see, be curious, what is the mind paying attention to right now? Is it staying with just observing the six senses coming and going, or is it caught on something, a thought, a body sensation we don't like, a sound we don't like? Just noticing, the mind's paying attention to this. And noticing what the effect is in the mind and the body. Is there ease or is there some kind of tension created by whatever we are paying attention to? So we can notice this cause and effect when the mind pays attention to this. It feels like this. So So let's keep exploring this, going back to watching the six senses coming and going, sounds, body sensations, a breath, a thought, all coming and going, and the mind just observing. Now what? And what now? We be curious about our moment-to-moment experience. Noticing what the mind's paying attention to right now. Is it still just observing experience come and go, or is it caught on something? Holding onto a thought or a body sensation. And noticing the effect on the mind and the body, whatever we're paying attention to. Can we be curious about our experience, what we perceive and what the effect is on the mood of the mind and the feeling in the body. So let's go back to just observing things arising and passing away. A sound, a breath, heartbeat, a thought. Coming and going and the mind just observing. Now this. Now this. Noticing if we're still present with the moment-to-moment experiences and the six senses, or if we're caught in something, a body sensation, a sound, a memory, a plan. We're holding on to something, noticing what the effect is on the mind and the body, versus when we're just observing things coming and going in this moment. So by doing this exploration, we can find out more about the habits of our own mind, what the effect is on our mind and body, by what we pay attention to, and learn more about ourselves and how we relate to our experience. So the bell is the invitation to bring the awareness back more to the surface and reflect on what we've observed during that little exploration. Maybe there was something useful, you'd like to try this again, you could check out the Pause podcast on wdrt.org if you'd like. Otherwise, maybe you just had a break from your day and this gave you a pause, a little space. Thanks for joining again and being curious about what's going on right here in this mind and body, and I invite you to take the pause into your world. See what you might learn about yourself and the world. Take care. Bye.